Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, New York City. Today's show is appropriately titled, I've Got the Music. Joining me today are VPN engineer Rob Roy and audio and engineer accomplished musician Joseph Sierra. You're going to give us a sneak peek at the new DPS plugin for Mac users. I've been testing myself. I'm having a great time. Here we go. All right. Who do I have on the line now? Rob?
I'm Joe from Bon Jovi.
Joe, there you are, Joe. I think I'm clicking on both of you at the same time. Is Rob
there,
too?
Yeah, we're calling from the same calling line.
Okay. Two different lines are showing up. Guys, I've been playing with this and having a great time with my new plugin,
cool.
Bon Jovi Acoustics DPS plugin. It's awesome. I can't tell you. It's like I'm addicted to it now. I go on, I go off. I go on, I go off. And I trying to hear the difference. It's just fantastic. And then I even thought, I said I wanted to test it out. And so I went to Christopher McGinnis, who gave a great quote to your product. I was testing it out. And this is now I'm on the phone, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I just want to do something right now. Let me see if this will work. Okay, I'm going to click on this. And just bear with me, guys.
Yep.
Play. Okay. That was just a sample. I just can't believe that's coming out of my computer. And
wow.
I don't even have the sound turned up. And then I tested it on films. And then it was even better. I would watch movies now on my computer because of this. So, guys, tell me all about this because I'm like, I'm a mom and I know music. And I love my music, and I'm in a home of stereophiles. We have every speaker in the world. My husband loves it. My son loves it. Tell me about it. How did you guys develop this?
Well, this is Rob speaking. This was developed by our founder namesake, Tony Bon Jovi. Tony.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he developed this in the pursuit of – actually, this was initially designed so he could get audio in a high-noise environment. He's a private pilot and wanted – tunes in his airplane.
Oh.
So the initial core algorithm, the concept of the technology, was designed for that purpose. And then a number of years ago, we were able to make this digital and bring this to the masses, such as your listeners.
So yes, and I got to say, just so I can describe it for them, and if you go on the website here, I just want to say it off real quick, so in case they want to listen and look at the same time. Let's go to your website. Could you say the website for me while I'm looking?
www.dpsplugin.com.
Could you repeat that slowly?
www.dpsplugin.com.
And if they go to that website, listeners, you could actually test it for yourself there. They put it up for free trial.
Absolutely. We've got it. We have you can actually listen to the difference right on the page, and you can also download a free trial to check out in your computer.
Yeah, like I said, I've been playing with it. I can't stop. It's like, okay, this is it without it. This is it with it. This is it without it. This is it with it. And I love that it's also great. The movie quality, especially, because I have one of those big Mac screens. So, I mean, my Mac screen is bigger than my TV screen in this room. And I would watch the movie on here because of the sound now. It would definitely just change it. And you could either do it enhances the built-in speakers, the desktop, or I tried it with headphones, and it was incredible.
Absolutely. One of the things, the downsides to modern-day technology or electronics is in the pursuit of becoming smaller and more portable, all the components become smaller and lighter, therefore audio suffers. So one of the goals of the DPS technology is to a problem that is today a hardware problem because of the small components, we have a software solution to bring quality audio to today's electronics.
And you know what, too, and just because I'm going to talk like I'm a mom and I don't really know the extent of stereos like my husband and my son do, and my son especially, anything with the Mac and iTunes, and he was playing around with it, and my son Michael just, he goes, but Mom, listen. And I'm going, okay, so you should have this on your Mac. Yes, this is so cool. So it's great because he is really into the music, especially with things like High School the Musical and all these new music-oriented programs that are for the teens. And it's really great. The enhancement quality is just, it's just so good. And what happens, people who are listening, is the icon, when you go to the website, www.dps, I got to find it. I had it here.
DPS as in Digital Power Station, dpsplugin.com.
dpsplugin.com. You will get to see it. And it's like a little stereo face. How would you describe it, the icon there?
Well, we've got a big B button on there, and that button turns it on.
Yes, and then on it you'll see three little, it says built-in desktop headphones, music, and then a little film clip clapboard, so you can't mistake what you're using this for. It couldn't be simpler.
Understand that, but the one of the unique things about this plugin that no other audio plugin out there does is that we use a unique profile system, and this profile system allows the user to customize the quality of the sound based on their Macintosh computer. Whether they're using the built-in speakers within their Mac, whether it's a MacBook Pro or an iMac or what have you. Whether they have external speakers plugged into that Mac or they're using headphones, they can select on each of these things depending on how they're listening and immensely transform the sound to studio quality sound based on the exact experience that they're listening on. It also has profiles for music or movies, whether it's a movie or a TV show or a podcast or what have you. Or they're listening to music. They can switch back and forth and further customize the sound quality that's coming out. The idea here is to empower the user to give them the opportunity of quality sound that they've never had before.
And so, okay, but in mom speak, because when your teen is nagging you to buy a plug-in, you know, how would you say it in mom speak? Because you guys are tech.
Well, if I could describe, sum up the DPS in one phrase, the plug-in, I would call it audio steroids for your computer and any of its accessories.
Oh, I like that. Audio steroids. Now, I would think that audio steroids would be perfect for people who travel with a Mac laptop.
Absolutely, especially if you're on for instance, if you're on an airplane in a high noise environment, and the Mac volume only goes up so loud, not just in the built-in speakers, but in the headphones as well. One of the features of this thing is when this plugin is engaged and turned on and you're watching, listening to music or watching a movie on the airplane, all of a sudden the noise of the airplane disappears and you can hear rich every detail in that movie while you're sitting in the airplane.
Yes, I noticed that. There was actually, I was playing a movie short and I was picking up nuances that I didn't realize when I just played it on the Mac the ordinary way. I said, oh, I didn't know there were birds chirping in the background.
Sure, yeah.
And it was something I had edited myself, and I had added the sound, and I said, oh, I didn't hear that before. How do you like that?
It's very interesting, especially at low volumes. The details that come out are quite amazing, and now that everything is out in front of you, that's why you can actually listen at a very quiet volume as well, and you still hear all those same nuances. You don't have to turn it up loud. All those things are always in front of you, no matter how loud it is, especially with headphones where you don't want it to blast your ears off. You know, it can actually help protect your hearing almost.
Yeah, well, the what I like about with the headphones is that it's almost, if I want to blast it, I can too. Nobody has to listen to my music, you know. Stop playing your music. Or I can tell my son, just use the plug-in, honey. Just go to that. And it's so interesting. Now, how long did it take to develop this?
Well, this concept actually Tony initially designed in the 70s, the concept of behind the technology.
The 80s, okay. Okay.
The 80s, it was actually developed in an analog form. About 8 years ago, we brought forth the concept to bring it digital. And shortly thereafter, it was digitized, and thus the DPS experience was born. And the DPS, the goal of the digital power station technology, it's the core technology is ubiquitous to any format out there. So
uh-oh,
any
there
product,
you go again.
We can interact
you, ubiquitous.
I'm sorry. We can inject it into any audio product out there.
Yes, and that's the difference. It's the difference between, you know, a boombox and a stereo. I mean, you've basically turned your Mac, which doesn't, I mean, it has good, I'm not going to, you know, berate the Mac. It has fine speakers, but you basically stereophiled it. And
yeah,
why
we
is it so important that, by the way, about Bon Jovi acoustics, because could you tell them a little bit about the background of Tony? I mean, about
how Tony started in the 60s. Yeah, Tony started in the 60s at Motown Records. At 16 years old, he discovered that highly guarded Motown sound. He'd called Motown and told him what he'd figured out. Next thing you know, there was a knock on his door in New Jersey, grabbed him to, and he was now an engineer for Motown, engineering for, you know, Diana Ross and the Supremes and so forth. New York wanted to copy that sound drastically, so Tony quickly became a huge success in New York. Along the way, he designed, took some of what he learned in Motown, adapted it in New York, including studio design and such. And then in the 70s, he designed and built his own Power Station Studio, which is one of the most decorated studios in the world. Hence, Power Station.
He's produced a lot of famous people, too, hasn't he? So
absolutely.
He would know his music. I mean, to be a producer, you have to know the nuances of how to build a song and how to create the best sound.
And Tony has a unique way of doing that that has repeated itself in music history. Anything from the Ramones to the Talking Heads to Gloria Gaynor and Ozzy Osbourne, Aerosmith, and, of course, you know, Bon Jovi, the band. He's worked with the greats of the greats.
Yes, so this is so listeners, I just want to give you a little backstory on this. This isn't just these two guys who, I don't want to say computer guys, but these two guys, tech guys, creating something. This whole basis is from a musician standpoint, from a musician who is all about sound and all about the clarity of sound that you want to get the best of. And let's face it, guys, we pay a lot for our computers. We pay a lot for our sound system. And your DPS plugin is very affordable. That's the other thing. It's not like it's going to bust you to do this. And I think this would kind of make a great gift, you know, to buy for somebody.
This is a good thing because you can sign up, and it's very inexpensive. You can get it online at our secure website for $29.99. And you can also give this as a gift to, you know, especially last-minute gifts, especially for anybody that loves music.
Yeah. So you go to dpsplugin.com, and
yes,
you could order it for someone and just say, I've ordered this for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can set up an account, and you can transfer, purchases from to and from. There's a lot of things that you can do, and there's also, while you're there, there's also a huge community that we embrace. The DPS community is about getting the audio world together around DPS. You can understand more things that are coming from Bon Jovi Acoustics. You can learn about things that we're doing, applications, and also get the profiles for your favorite application there as well.
Yes. Do you have anything to add? Joe? Is that Joe?
Yeah, actually, the way that we have a kind of a separate site where we handle a lot of our social things and our forum. That's actually at dpsinsider.com. And obviously, you can get to it from dpsplugin.com. But I'm actually one of the moderators there, and I like to ask the question of people, what are you listening to? You know, what kind of headphones do you have? What kind of speakers, you know, do you like to plug into your computer and all that? And, we compile, you know, lists from these people, and we create profiles for them. You know, like, Tony, myself, a few of the other engineers, we actually get together, we decide, we listen to these headphones, we find out what are they lacking, what are they really good at, and we create these profiles by hand and, make it the best that it can be using the DPS technology.
Nancy, understand here, it's about communicating with the communicating and empowering the user, and that's one of the things that we're passionate about, is reaching out to the community, listening to the community, and giving them the tools to listen to the audio the way they want to. It's about empowering the listener.
Well, it's also about, let's face it, with computers, there are problems that, you go, gee, I wish I could hear this better. I wish I could. And it does bump it up a notch for a very nominal fee. We have actually a question in the chat room right now.
Sure.
Audio Guy wants to know, is there going to be a Windows version or an app for the iPhone?
Actually, we are currently completing the plugin for PC. We expect that to be available spring 2010, this spring.
All right.
As far as the iPhone application, we are currently looking into that. There are some Apple issues that we are coordinating with as far as developing that, but that is
something
in the works.
That'd be great, because that's one of the things with the iPhone. I can't hear anything when I go to play it back, unless I use earphones. Oh, we have a caller here. Let me see who's online. Okay. Hello, you're on the air? Caller? Oh, they must have just called in. All right.
Okay.
They'll come back to the phone caller. I'll leave it open. I guess they'll just jump in when they come back to the phone. They're on the line, so they must have the phone. Some people call in by phone and listen that way, too, when they can't figure out the Internet. Let's see. Okay, did that answer your question, Audio Guy? Okay. All right. Yes, so that would be great. That would be terrific if you I want to know about that for the iPhone. Because
well,
there's so
tuned.
Much when I want to play that.
We will be issuing a lot of announcements throughout the year here.
Oh, you will be. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and also, what products use the DPS technology right now?
We have various products that are commercially available now. We have the award-winning Studio Series iPhone iPod dock available from iHome. We also have car audio.
Speak slowly, okay?
I'm
Say
sorry.
That again. What is that?
It's the Studio Series IP1 from iHome, and it is an iPhone iPod docking station that has our technology involved. iHome also has more products coming out.
Can you order that? Or
that can be. It's available at Best Buy, Apple stores, Costco. And available online at various retailers.
Oh, okay. So you can. So would they go to your website as well? So it would be www.dpsplugin.com?
No, that is a product that's by iHome. You can actually go to iHome's website, which is iHomeAudio.com. You could purchase it from their website or simply any online commerce with Best Buy or Apple.com and any of those sites.
Oh, so you could get it at the Mac store then?
Absolutely. It's available at retail. To the masses.
Oh, that's
yeah, that one's easy to come by, no problem.
And what was the other thing you said? Were there two things you're working on?
Well, we also have a car audio solution, JVC Mobile Electronics. They are our partner in a car audio radio, which is the KDS-100, that is, I believe, available at Crutchfield.
Oh, and well, this is great. You can get these online, which is the,
absolutely.
So you can't make it any easier than that. And when is this? Can I ask? Because bear with me, I don't know all these audio things.
Sure.
Is this good for any type of music?
Absolutely, Joe. Why don't you field this one?
Yeah, sure. That's one thing I love about it. I mean, we all have different musical tastes. And the good thing about the way this technology works is it's working with your speakers. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of music you listen to. It doesn't matter what kind of movies you watch or anything like that. It's actually optimizing the audio for the speakers themselves. So it's putting out the best possible sound for your device so that, you know, anything you listen to is going to be better. It doesn't matter if it's hip-hop or Latin or jazz or classical music or anything like that. It just, you know, you push play, you push the B button, and you're on.
Yeah, it can't be any easier. When you go to the website, if you go to www.dpsplugin.com, it will come up and it will show you the little, I describe it as an icon. Now, it has an X, an I, and a cog. What are those for?
Actually, the X is for closing the interface there. The interface is
okay.
That's where the B button is sitting. That gets rid of it so you can just, you know, click on your songs in iTunes. The I is for more information and gives you some instructions on how to use it. And the cog icon, that little gear icon, is for your preferences, and that's a really important one because when you
Explain
press that,
this, please.
Yeah, the cog icon brings up the list of profiles that you have, and that's where you actually pick what kind of computer you have, what kind of headphones you have, and that's where you select your profiles. And that's how you can customize the DPS plugin.
Oh, so you can customize it?
Sure. When you click on that,
yeah.
Yeah, when you pick a profile, you're picking the one that's specific for your computer. Like I have a MacBook Pro 17-inch, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go in there, I click MacBook Pro 17-inch, and it's the most optimized setting for that particular computer. And we have all of the Mac models in there. So no matter what kind of laptop or desktop computer you have a custom-made profile for your machine.
And furthermore, we can do the same for all your desktop speakers and headphones. Joey, explain a little bit about the profiles for headphones.
Sure. We've got a couple of universal profiles which work on a wide range of headphones, but we also have profiles for the earbuds that come with an iPod, right? Or come with an iPhone. And it makes those little earbuds that are, they're not very expensive.
Tiny ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're teeny tiny things, and a lot of times they're a little irritating to use, but we can turn those into, big dollar headphones using this technology. It's really great.
Audio on steroids.
Well, it is. I think the steroid analogy is the best one.
I
tried out, and it's so much technology. I think that ideally, if you were, a grandparent or something, and you didn't know too much about technology, I would get this app with an iTunes card for your grandkid or whatever, because and then that's like double the enjoyment. Are you affiliated, by the way, with any other endorsements or companies?
Well, we are working with a lot of some of your largest manufacturers, as I mentioned, JVC and iHome for certain products. We will be announcing some other partnerships later on this year. And we are working with some of the largest manufacturers, worldwide manufacturers out there.
Okay, the chat room is a buzzin' here. I got Betty Jo Tucker on there. She's trying to learn about it a little bit more. So let's just recap what this is. Rob?
Okay, what this is it's a software solution that optimizes your computer's audio, which can be purchased and downloaded at our secure site, www.dpsplugin.com. It is for your Mac OS, and it ultimately is it's easily downloaded to make your audio sound amazing coming out of your computer and any of its accessories.
Which is great, because a lot of Blog Talk Radio, when you're listening and you have callers in or you're playing music, you can actually – I've actually had to, at times when I've downloaded to my switchboard, the song doesn't play, but luckily I had the song in iTunes. Which, by the way, I played for you before. That was coming out of my speaker, out of iTunes. I'm going to give it a sample listen. So, Betty Jo, stay on there. I'm going to give you a sample of what this is. Let me click back to this song. I'm going to do it without and with, okay? The first will be without, and this is just coming off, not through my switchboard, not through the computer, but off the computer speakers itself with this app. Okay, or this plugin, sorry. Okay, I'm going to play this. Let's see. Hang on, guys. Okay, this is without. This is without. All right, now here comes with. Without. Wow, what a difference.
That's great. Even over the phone, I can hear that I can hear the drums.
That's what I'm trying to get my list. Oh, yeah, Betty Jo says big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Betty Jo. Thank you, Betty Jo. She said
thank
she
you,
could
Betty.
Hear it. And that's over the phone. That is
sure.
Just, that's my phone, and you can hear the difference. So you can imagine even the quality just coming off the computer itself if you're right there. And with the speakers, boom, pow. It's fantastic with the speakers. I mean, the headphones. I put the headphones on. My son has Skull Candy. Oh,
yes.
I feel like so silly
oh,
wearing them. But even with those, it's just I feel like I'm back in the day. Mom's not home, and I'm cranking up the stereo. Let me read some, let me read some of the great quotes you got too, guys. The amount of added detail it can pull out of anything from Ella Fitzgerald to Foo Fighters is astounding. And that's Scott Alexander at Playboy Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
It is only after engaging the DPS that you realize how muffled and muddy the sound was in non-Bon Jovi mode. CNET.com. What do we got here? Okay, Kevin Coughlin from the Star Ledger says, when played with through digital power station circuitry, it was like toggling between an old AM radio broadcast and a living, breathing central performance. Wow! Then here we have editor-in-chief of iLounge, Jeremy Horwitz. Bon Jovi's work speaks for itself. And my favorite, which is here right now, is from the music we were listening to, which is he's 12 years old. He's a musical prodigy. He plays in my Momedy shows. His name is Christopher McGinnis. And if you want to check him out, guys, it's www.christophermcginnis.com. The kid is writing songs and has them on iTunes. And that song, by the way, I was playing from iTunes, was the quality. Here's what he says about you, and this is the best, because we're talking about a kid. This kid was on iCarly and featured on Oprah's Search for the World's Most Talented Kid, okay? He can play the piano upside down and backwards, Christopher McGinnis. And here's what he says about you guys. This is great. Bon Jovi Acoustics DPS plugin is awesome. My songs are on iTunes, and it's great to be able to use a plugin that enhances the quality of my sound. I would highly recommend this to anyone who wants great sound at a reasonable price, Christopher McGinnis. 12-year-old musical prodigy, singer-songwriter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, I love that because nobody is more brutal than a teenager.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, what did they get more? Oh, Audio Guy says, I see on the website they mention different profiles. What are they?
Okay. The way the profiles work, each profile tells our DPS technology how to make that particular speaker sound the best. So you would pick a profile that's for your device. So like I was saying before, if you have your MacBook Pro 15-inch, and you would go and you would pick the profile for your MacBook Pro 15-inch, and that profile is going to make the audio on your MacBook Pro 15-inch the best it can possibly be. Because every speaker system, every headphone, everything, they're always different. And that's a very important thing on a technological side, not to get too complicated, but, you know, there's a lot of variation out there, and we design the sound specifically for your device, and that's what the profiles do. They allow you to choose what your device is.
Yeah, I like Audio Guy. He's got good questions here. Not only that.
Keep them coming.
he went to your website. My other listeners, I see you're all in the chat room. You can go to, while you're listening, www.dpsplugin.com to check it out. And you could even check out, I guess, anything you have on iTunes, or if you have downloaded a movie and check that out too.
Well, we also encourage Audio Guy and your other listeners to sign up at our forums. There you can actually communicate with Joe here and some of our other engineers as well.
Yes, Night Vision is on too. I like Night Vision. Give me that website, your profile website again. Let's say that.
That actually is dpsinsider.com, but it's you don't even have to worry about it. If you go to dpsplugin.com, you'll see a little we have a little post-it note on there, and that says visit our forums at the DPS Insider. So you just click on our little post-it note, and there you go. You're in our forums, and you can just start asking questions.
I'm going to send this out to the chat room right now so they have it and they can go right to it.
Sure.
Night Vision, if you have any questions, call in. We had a caller here, but 754. Let's see. I don't know who that is. I'll see. See if they're – are you there, 754? I think they're just listening on their phone.
They
put on the phone and walked away. All right. They'll call back. They're there. Some people do that. It's okay. But it's so interesting. Those are really rave reviews and great quotes, and I'm sure they're still coming in. And you're based out of Florida?
We're based out of South Florida, as well as engineering offices there in New York City.
And also BonJoviAcoustics.com. What can I find if I go there?
That is our overall corporate website, and that's a good place to find out, what we're doing kind of collectively in different areas of the world, whether it be automotive or medical or any other industry. Our technology is pretty much goes across the board. So there's a good place to find out what we're doing globally as far as digital power station DPS.
Audio Guy. I love Audio Guy. Audio Guy, send me your website or your if you have your own radio show. I want to see what it is, Audio Guy. Let's see. Audio Guy, I will ask them. Oh, we're getting back to when is it going to be available for PC? Everybody, my whole room's a buzzing here in the chat room.
We're shooting spring 2000 this year, this spring.
Oh, well, okay, guys. Let me type that in for them. Spring this year. Meanwhile, test it out.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, spring this year. Betty Jo says, me too, Audio Guy. They want to try it out. Well, if people are ready to try it, I mean, it is a great thing. Another thing is sometimes I listen to, I don't know if you're like this, but I listen to some radio shows on my Mac because you can only get them on the Mac, I mean on the Internet. And to me that I could, because you can't get it loud enough. But with this, it comes right in. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
And I can walk away from my computer and still be listening to my news show, my radio show, which I find that, you don't have that listed here, but I find that is a positive.
Oh, definitely, yeah, especially on podcasts, because I'm a big podcast listener, and you're right, you know, if I want to do the dishes and I have my laptop sitting there, I can't hear it if I don't have the plug-in engaged. You know, it cuts over all the noise in your house, the dishwasher, anything like that, and yeah, you can hear the news, you know, as long as it's streaming through iTunes with this plug-in, it's going to be there, and it, you know, especially if you listen to some of the podcasts or, you know, radio broadcasts, if the production quality isn't all the way up. If it's not NPR, sometimes they're a little harder to hear.
Well, yes,
and
it's almost
that.
Like you're chained to the computer. If you can't, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to walk away because I can't hear it.
Mm-hmm, and, exactly. And you know, if it's good, yeah, you're carrying it around while you're trying to make dinner or something.
Well, I think, yeah, I think ideally though, the person with a laptop, this has got to be the best thing that's come around.
Yeah, it's huge for a laptop, especially if you're a mobile person and you're in those, you know, those tricky environments where you just can't hear what's happening. Yeah, it's great. You know, it's really a surprising thing. You kind of wonder, it's almost magical when you can't hear something, you press the button and now you can hear it and you don't really know why. Just now it's clear. It's excellent.
Oh, definitely. It's clear. I'm just
But also not just laptops, but you know your desktop. Even with the scenarios you had just posed, you know your desktop, you can't move it into the kitchen. So if you're as Joey was saying, doing dishes and you want to listen to your music or something like that, you know you can't hear it to the next room. So the plug-in is a great opportunity for your desktop computers as well.
Very true.
For desktop, yeah. Well, that's more of what I'm like pushing is that
yeah.
I can walk away from the computer. And that
exactly.
I don't have to be chained to it if I'm listening to a radio show and I, you know, something's in the other room. I got to run back. I can still hear it, which is
perfect.
The positive aspect of it. And so you guys, you have these on all your Macs, I assume.
Absolutely.
Oh yes.
What else? Is there something else that we haven't covered here on this? Now we did say the movies. How did you? Well, movies are different. So how did you solve that problem? I mean, the sound.
Well, understand that, you know, movies are mixed in a movie theater-sized room, you know, roughly 40 by 60 feet. And when that content is mixed down, it's not necessarily designed to be broadcast in a small laptop type of computer. So one of the features that our technology does is remixing the movies in real time to be broadcast on your laptop. Joe, why don't you elaborate a little bit on that and your experiences with movies?
Sure. Yeah, I do some film mixing too, for various movies, and I've actually used the technology to make the soundtrack of the movie fit into a living room sized environment. You know, it can like you were saying before, the details of the movie that you worked on, you know, all of a sudden you can hear more things, like all those little nuances, the birds chirping, glasses.
Yeah, well, you're editing, because I do have a television show, a cable show, and as well as this radio show, and so I will make short films, and I do edit, and I put on Mac sounds and sound effects, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice what I had put on myself until I was playing it back using your system.
Right.
Hearing that, and I was going, oh, birds chirping, nice effect. I didn't know that was in there, and I couldn't hear that on my
mm-hmm.
Mac.
Exactly. You know, like we were talking about, the those movies are mixed to be, you know, watched in a theater that's dead quiet, as long as there's no babies crying, you know, and you can hear all these things, and it's really big and larger than life. But if you're at home, you don't have that. And what our technology can do is actually kind of compact the sound to fit in your house. And that's why it's so effective. You know, you get the same theater-like experience, but, you know, you're at home.
And but that's interesting, too, because then it brings up a point. Now I know what I've been missing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. I've been missing
yeah,
this.
You never knew before, but now it's like, oh, okay.
Yes, and that was the good part, is that I realized what I'd been missing in the sound quality from the movies I was playing back myself, and I couldn't hear that. So it was, I was going, oh, well, now I know, you know what I mean? It's like, hey.
Yeah, you can go back and watch those movies again.
It's the difference between a sweetener, an artificial sweetener, and sugar.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm a sugar guy.
Yeah, well, it definitely is with that. And that's, I want to say it again, www.dpsplugin.com. And they could go right to this source to order this, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's a secure website, and they can order it right there.
And they could just order it. And
yeah,
what was
very,
the...
very easy process.
Oh, yeah.
Or rather, download it immediately from that website.
Oh, you can download it, yeah. So
yeah,
that's what makes it such a great gift. Because mm-hmm. you can download it right away. And if you forgot somebody's birthday, then it's like, oh, look, and I bought you some iTunes, too. But most kids, they have a stockpile of iTunes cards.
Yes.
I mean, because it's the new in gift to give.
Absolutely.
So it works so well with iTunes. Now, how are you affiliated with iTunes other than?
We are not.
You are not, right?
We are not.
But it works through iTunes.
Absolutely. We're a third-party developer. Our plugin operates within iTunes, the audio within iTunes.
The audio with iTunes, does it work with any other feature? I mean, if I had just an MP3 on my regular computer, would it have to go through iTunes?
Right now in this version, yes.
Okay. So anybody with a Mac, iTunes is right there, so it's not so hard. And also I played it with iMovie. I played some movies through that, and the sound was phenomenal as well. But mm-hmm. iTunes is so easily accessible, so it's not a big issue.
Exactly. That's where you manage everything. And that's why we chose iTunes for this first version. And, yeah, because if you've got a Mac, that's where, you know, 99%
of your... And you both have a musical background? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Could you tell me about it?
You know, I started as a musician.
Okay, say your name,
know.
Because there's two of you in there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob here. I started as a musician, playing in bands, touring, you know, up and down the Eastern Seaboard and so forth. And... met Tony Bon Jovi way, way back, and he basically hated my band, which wasn't very good, by the way, but he saw a little bit of a talent in me, apparently, so I started working with him under his wing, and as Joey and I like to say, we went through Bon Jovi boot camp, and he developed us as engineers and producers, and that's basically our background.
Oh, yeah, don't let Rob fool you. He's a blazing guitar player, so I hire him on my projects if I'm recording something. And yeah, I'm a drummer. This is Joe here, and you know, I play, you know, some session gigs and stuff like that. And I play in a band called Mind Like Water. And you can check us out. I'll give you guys the plug. MindLikeWater.org is our website. And yeah, we're both music producers. We're in the studio all the time. I mean, this is where...
Well, I just want the audience to know that this isn't just coming from, like, my husband, who's he developed software, but he's also, he's a stereophile. I mean, a stereophile. When I first met him, I walked into his living room, and he had 12-foot speakers. So, and
oh,
he
yeah.
really enjoyed this. I mean, he really liked it. But it's, you know, he liked the sound. But it's interesting that the listeners and chat room people, they're not just computer guys. They're not just telling you this is a computer thing. They're musicians with a background.
Here's the thing. Coming from a producer, engineer, musician's point of view, you know, we spend hours and hours and hours painstakingly making these recordings and mixes sound the best they possibly can. Then what happens is they go onto the internet, they get downloaded, they get messed up from download artifacts and stuff, and then played back on little tiny MacBook speakers or computer speakers rather, and they just don't sound the same because of all those limitations. So for the first time, this plugin can turn around and let the listener hear the music as we signed off on it in the mix stage in the recording studio.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. What would you say, the dimensions of the music? The frequency of the music? The dimensions?
Sure, when we're in the studio, when we have it cranked up, it's loud, it's as big as it possibly can be, you know, like the 12-foot speaker type experience, you know.
I call them the monolith monsters. They were like, I go, what are those? And he goes, speakers. And I was like, no.
Yep. If you play in a band, you know, you go to a concert, you know, that's a visceral experience. That's hitting you in the chest. It's, you know, the light.
Well, I found with the headphones, because you do block out all the external noise, it is like a concert.
Oh, that's excellent.
When I use the headphones, that's what it is that concert. I mean, especially the bass. I mean, mm-hmm. It really just bangs out the bass there. And you just feel that experience of when you were a kid, I don't know if you guys did that. We used to take the speakers and like put them together and then sit in between them.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So you actually felt the pulse of the sound. You know, of course you blow the woofers out, but
okay.
Yeah, but you would feel that pulse, and that's what I feel when I put on the headphones.
Well,
and to me, to put those on, play my, as I said, mommy music, play my songs, nobody's listening, and be working and doing my writing at the computer or whatever I have to do, it's really great. Chat room has another question. Is the DPS plugin going to be available for Windows?
And that is, yes, spring this year.
That's right, spring this year. Yes, we touched on that. Spring this year. So when you say spring, give us a month.
We're working on it right now. We'll
spring
be able
ahead.
To we spring this year, we'll be able to give more details here shortly.
Oh, okay.
It's a process.
Betty Joe says she's got to leave now, but she goes, great show.
Thanks,
Betty Joe. Thank you so much.
And this is great. Audio Guy had some great questions. I think he's
absolutely
a little depressed that we didn't just has a PC.
No,
you guys have
got
to do a media blitz when it comes out on PC because
absolutely.
You know, I mean, the Mac, I like the Mac, but and people work on PCs. It's two different things. But the fact that if you can get great sound on both, it just opens up a whole world. And especially now, you know what? This is interesting, guys. Rob and Joe, I was talking to someone yesterday, a young person, I guess in their 20s, and they said they have gotten rid of their cable. They don't use cable.
Yeah, I did that in my house.
They pretty much watch anything they want on their computer. Now, this I was telling them about. I said, hey, I'm interviewing some guys tomorrow. This would be great for you because you don't have cable.
Well, you know, not to quote the aviator, but it's the way of the future. Today's tech-savvy teens are quickly adopting the means to be able to not only watch the stuff right on their laptops, listening to their music on their – everything's going to their portability in their laptops. And then, you know, those that are maybe not as tech-savvy are seeing this, and they're also starting to adopt this. So which makes this plugin just a universal tool to augment what they're doing already.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I would like to know. Okay, do it two ways. Okay, do it to a explain it to a tech savvy person, and then do the other version to a non tech savvy person. So someone's listening and they're not tech savvy. How would you explain it?
Well, the way
okay,
they
what
call
is
it
going to be first? Who's talking?
This is Joe.
This is Joe, sorry.
Okay. And are you doing, which side are you taking, the tech or the non-tech?
I'll take a technological side, I suppose.
Okay.
And what you're talking about are home theater PCs. And I have one because I'm that guy, you know.
Okay.
And and basically, you know, I have my computer. I plug it in with my HDMI cable. And it connects directly to my TV, and I watch movies, Hulu, Netflix. I download, content onto my computer
and then
I watch it.
You play it through your TV?
I play it right through my TV and it's, my
and
wife
and I. And will
that
enhance the sound too?
Yes, if it's coming out of iTunes, this particular version of the Digital Power Station plugin, as long as your content is coming from iTunes, yes, you could display it up on your TV. You would connect the monitor
output from your computer to your TV, and yeah, you could watch everything right there, and that can be your entire experience. You know, if you know, a lot of these shows are available on iTunes right now.
They're available on iTunes. So I would think this is, again, I'm going back to the traveler, because whenever I travel, I see everybody's got their laptop and their movie. I'm thinking, you're in a hotel room, you know, you can just play it.
Yeah.
Well, you
right?
know, and that's where I come from. I travel quite a bit, and whether I'm on an airplane trying to, you know, pass the time in the air, or, you know, if I download movies constantly from iTunes, if I'm at the hotel room, I really don't want to spend $11 for a movie. Well, guess what? I've got my digital PowerStation plug-in. I can rent my movies from iTunes for, you know, $3 or $4. And when I want to pass the time in the hotel room, or if I'm on the airplane, I've got a movie experience right there. And then a lot of times it's just about, you know, listening to music. You know, take myself away from, you know, the business travel or whatever I'm doing. Just get into my mood and stuff. And
some
then
people,
I can
like, they travel, they don't get to see their favorite TV shows, and now you can get them basically for free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
so
you can just get it through iTunes or whatever and then just play it again. It, the sound is what floors me, because I can't wait till you're on iPhone, I got to tell you, because I can't hear anything unless it's directly to my ear. We have a chat room question. My kids have a thing called the iHome IP1 for their iPods, and it says DPS. Is this Bon Jovi Acoustics?
Absolutely. Well, this is iHome. This is what I had mentioned earlier. This is part of the Studio series from iHome. The first product is what you just mentioned, the IP1, and that features the Digital Power Station DPS technology right inside.
Yep. And they have the little B button.
That was the product that's available nationwide.
At the Mac Store.
Mac Stores, Best Buy, Costco, and then online as well.
And online, and is this a physical thing that you install, or?
This is a piece of hardware. This is
hardware. Okay.
Yeah, this is a nice iPhone docking station where you can take your iPhone, plug it in there, and play music throughout your home.
It's got two speakers, and actually there's four speakers on it, mounted into a nice glass case. It's a really smart looking device, and it sounds amazing. I've got one in my house.
With the DPS added.
Yes, it has the technology inside the box. So what our plug-in does for your computer, it already has built inside of it. So when you put your iPhone into this docking station and you hit play on your iPhone there, it comes out of these speakers with the DPS technology, and it's great. And it works the same with movies too. You can play the movies that are in your iPhone on this device. And you can plug it up to your TV, so it's a way to get the Digital Power Station experience.
Oh, I gotta write this down. Okay, hold on. What is it again?
No problem.
Tell me what it is.
It's the iHome IP1.
iHome IP1.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm gonna look that up. So. This is even better for me. So I can.
This is a great product, especially for those that you know, don't want these giant audio systems. But you can. It's very nice and compact. It's really good looking, and with the DPS technology engaged, it sounds great. On top of that, you can also connect that to your television and watch movies right off your iPhone.
Are you kidding me?
It's
really?
A great product.
Oh man, I'm getting this. This
we
is
had a lot of fun working with iHome on this one.
Oh, and that's hardware. I'd have to take my iPhone in, right?
You take your iPhone and plug it right on the top of it.
And that's it?
Yep, and it plays all the content. All the music is on your iPhone plays through this device.
Oh, I'm going to the Mac Store today. that's what I was talking about. I would love that because I have all these songs on my iPhone, but this is great now because I can have my son download to my iPhone. You notice I said my son downloaded to my iPhone because... in mommy world, I don't know any of this,
No problem.
You can do this. Let me just say the website again, people listening, www.dpsplugin.com. And I can't believe I have learned so much in one day. I can't, my mind is spinning. Bon Jovi acoustics, right?
Yes. Yep.
Digital Power Station. That's what for you, moms, that's what that stands for. It's Digital Power Station. So what it does, it just enhances it. It makes it better. I love it. And like I said, I've got to stop playing with it, though. My son, Mom, pick a station. pick a song, come on. But look, honey, here's the movie. Now here's the music. Now here's the movie. Now here's the music. And on and off and on and off. It's really great, but I mean, well, let's see, chat room. Chat room loves it. Chat room, they're just buzzing. Thank you, audio guy. It's a great new feature. And did you have anything you want to add before we tie up the end of the show here?
The one thing, you know, we've talked about a couple different products, whether it's the iHome and the feature product we're talking about is the DPS plugin. You know, the one thing that is important to understand is that the core technology is the DPS, and that is the same technology, whether it be the plugin, whether it be the iHome's IP1, or any of the other cool products we're coming out. It's the same technology that is interfaced into every single product.
I like what it says. It's and basically it says, audio optimization enables Mac owners to transform their computers into a concert hall or movie theater. And that's the point. We're just trying to get out there and share this information with everyone, is that you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for less sound.
Absolutely.
And the idea that you can have this great sound coming out of your computer for very little, it's under $30. This is and you can get it right off the Internet. You can get it as a gift. You just got to go to www.dpsplugin.com. You know, it's just so interesting that you guys, how long have you been working together?
Oh, we've been working together
10 years now.
Well over a decade.
Yeah.
A decade.
The core team, yes, the core team.
Yep.
And is this your first no, you've developed other things, I assume.
Right, right. You know, with JVC and iHome and things like that. And,
oh, yeah.
No,
what is that? You're, what products use the technology right now?
Currently, we have the JVC Bon Jovi Acoustics KD-S100. That is a car stereo system, aftermarket car stereo system, available at Crutchfield, and then also the IP1 in which we were talking about.
So I can get this for my car too?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. And right now, is this only, you can only get these plugins online, or?
The plugin is available only at our website.
Do you have any plans to make it available at stores?
The plugin, possibly. It is a software download. We've kind of kept that medium because it's the most effective way to distribute this worldwide. It makes it the easiest way for any user to get it, because after all, they are downloading it and using it within their Mac or within their computer.
Oh, well, this has been great. This has been really terrific. Let me see how many minutes I have here, guys.
Sure.
I just want to thank you again. I really do feel like I've learned so much. And just I want to give you your full names, because you've just been Rob and Joe. So you're Robert Roy, or
yes.
Rob Roy. That's a drink, isn't it?
Like the movie, like the drink.
You like the drink. Oh, wait, he was a robber, wasn't he, Rob Roy?
I don't know.
Rob Roy.
I think he was the kind of like a Robin Hood type.
Yes, he was. I think it was,
yes.
Scottish, but I'm not sure.
Yes, he was.
Rob Roy, I remember this. And Joey Butera.
That's
right. Third.
It's Italian, yeah.
And it's so hard to say. They had to do it three times. And you're the senior audio engineer, right?
I am. I'm a chief engineer at one of our studios here, and like I said, I manage the, I moderate our forum, and I help make profiles.
And Robert?
I am one of the producers and stuff on our production side, but I'm also one of the business people that help bring this technology to the masses.
Bring this technology to the masses. Well, I want to thank you for being guest on my show today.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna play everybody out, and I could use a switchboard, but I'm gonna choose not to. I'm gonna use the DPS and play the songs again of young Christopher McGinnis, your biggest fan. And you
Very
guys go
cool.
check him out. The kid can play the piano upside down.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And backwards, and he's great. And to my audience listeners, I'll be doing a comedy benefit for the Hospital Albert Schweitzer in Haiti. And that will be at the Metropolitan Room, February 28th, 9:30. And you can just check out my website. It'll be on there. And that's the Metropolitan Room this Saturday. Everyone, better listening ahead. Check out the DPS plugin, DPSplugin.com. Everybody, thank you. And let's hear some Christopher McGinnis on the DPS. Here we go. I'm going to play some more, Chris. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
Take care.
Time for one more of his songs. One more Christopher McGinnis. Here we go. You're listening to this on the DPS plugin.
Do you ever feel like it's all on the outside? It's important to get in. You know you can do it because you got the tools, and you know you can win.
Wow, wasn't that incredible? That was just fantastic. And that was just over my phone. You can go to www.dpsplugin.com if you want to do the trial version of it. It's just fantastic. All right, well, this has been my show, and thanks for listening. And we're going to be zooming out. Why don't we zoom out on Chris one more time? I just want to say that was thank you, guest today, Rob Roy, Joey Butera, from Bon Jovi Acoustics and their new DPS plugin, www.dpsplugin.com. Go try it for free. It's for free. Let's play you out on Chris again. And that's Christopher McGinnis, www.christophermcginnis.com.